Hi, honey. How'd I find you? Well, I saw a round human close to the shore, and I needed to come see you. Oh, I missed you, honey. Oh, but I can see why. I could recognize you from a distance. You're absolutely massive. What's happened to you? And since you've gotten so big, have you been able to take care of yourself, feed, move? Oh. If you've gotten so big that you're having trouble taking care of yourself, come with me. Come with me. Come with me, dear. Come out into the waters with me. Gently wade from your ankles to your knees, to your waist. Just feel the water support you. When you can no longer reach the bottom, I'll support you. Just hold on to me and let's swim together into deeper waters. You're nearly... Like, I think you are bigger than when I read you last time. I filled you with babies. That was one breeding. I guess Maria, she must have some virility to her to knock you up this badly, huh? I'm worried about you, though. I mean, you have some time left, and you need to be cared for with you getting so big. I'm a mer. My place is in the sea. But I think I know a way that you can still be helped as you enter this final phases of your pregnancy. Do you trust me? Then come with me. Let me take you to a very safe place. Welcome. Welcome to my pod. You remember them, don't you? During your last birth? And you stayed here with them for a bit, right? They've missed you a lot. They I want to have their shot at you, but you are mine still, right?
Hi there, again.
Oh, Maria, hello. You remember our little breeder here, right?
Yeah, I very much do, yeah. Why are they so big?
Oh, it seems that our seeds have really taken roots. Many have, it seems. They're having some trouble caring for themselves properly, and they need nourishment and care in these final phases. So I brought them back to the pod so we may care for them.
They're gonna stay here? For their pregnancy?
Yes, I would hope. I guess Elder has the final say in things.
Oh, right.
Elder should be favorable towards you. I mean, you did produce several healthy mer. But it is her judgment in the end. Come, let us meet our Elder. The fertile moon is back.
Hello, Elder.
Hi, Elder.
Well, hello, you two, and hello, little moon. Why do I call you a little moon? Because you are certainly as big and round as one. Are you ready to give birth?
No, Elder. We actually request that our little breeder stay here until they have finished their pregnancy.
Oh? We?
Yes, Maria has bred them too this time.
Is that true, Maria?
Yeah.
And you had the intent of pregnancy? I know that you can be a bit adventurous with your escapades, but you haven't bred anyone yet. I haven't seen any of your breeders come through here.
No. They're my first.
Well, that is lovely that you have chosen to bring new lives into this world. But I am curious. They are quite large as it is, and they haven't finished their pregnancy?
No, they have been pregnant for several moons, but not enough to be ready for birthing. They're already so large. They need our assistance. So, if you wouldn't mind allowing them to stay. Plus, the previous children, I'm sure, would love to meet them. Again, you know? There'll be no trouble, I promise.
I will allow such an arrangement to be made. However, watch them carefully. Many whispers have been going through the pod about such a lovely fertile breeder. Little moons. Reputation precedes them. Maria was lovely enough to ask permission before the breeding occurred, but some of the other members may not be so polite.
Yes, I will guard them. I will guard them with my life.
Good. Well then, little moon. You will reside here. We will bring you food. We will help you exercise yourself. We will provide relief for all the aches and pains that your body no doubt is going through. And I'm sure the members will be curious,
about your size and story, please be patient with them. However, with so late in the pregnancy, I would advise against adding more to this litter. If you know what I mean. For another blue moon shall be upon us soon, and the Murs will be spawning. So I would advise you to be careful. But I hope you will be accommodating enough that you would like to stay. Maybe for another pregnancy, you'll come and visit us, and we may care for you from the beginning. But that is your choice in and of itself. We understand that you are a landwalker. Go find them a place to rest, you two. I'm sure that they have been told a lot and need some time to think. And some food, too. Go make them comfortable. Thank you so much, Elder.
Yes, thank you. We'll take good care of them.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Now, be off.
Oh, this is wonderful. Now you don't have to leave us.
Yes, but we're going to be going through a spawning with them here. We have to be vigilant, Maria. Murs have been known to sneak broods into breeders if they're desperate enough and horny enough.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on you, honey. Don't worry.
Okay. But don't worry, dear. We got you. We're gonna take really good care of you. I'm so glad you're here with us now, and we can help you through a portion of this pregnancy, even if it is going to be a more latter part. I wish I would be with you from the beginning.
Yeah, I wish that too.
Won't that be lovely? Okay, come on. Let's get you something to eat. I'm sure Snuggles can fix everything.
Oh, and I'll go find a nice resting place for you. I try to make it as soft as I can. And supportive, too, because I'm sure you're going to need a lovely spot to rest with that big belly. Maybe I'll even find something to help with the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need some serious help with that. But I'll be off then.
Okay, bye, Maria. And let's go find a more private place because, let me tell you, I have missed you so much. And I find you growing so heavy with my children so sexy, I want to show you just how much I admire you. So be ready for a lot of intimate appreciation.